Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John." The time had to be right, and what a time it was. Again, the people of Israel were wandering from the faith. Surely there were some faithful. There were some that always seemed to be there in the temple. But many, if not most, had become tired and weary of waiting. Yes, probably even Simeon and Anna, who were very old, were tired. But they still went to the temple and waited. The question for them was, when will the promised one ever show up? The family of Israel needed rescuing. The family needed to be restored. God had provided rescue and leadership in the past. It made himself known to man for salvation's sake. Because man could not find God on his own, and God came to man to reveal himself, to grant him salvation. The days of Herod, it had been a very long time since God had intervened. It had been a very long time of waiting for Israel. The Jews were tired and lonely and oppressed, and it had been 400 years since the prophet Malachi. And some people of Israel had assumed that the time for prophecy had ceased. By the time of Zechariah, Abraham had been dead nearly 2,000 years, Moses 1,400, David 1,000, and the last words of the prophet were 400 years before. To put the 400 years into perspective, the pilgrims have yet to land at Plymouth Rock 400 years ago. 400 years ago, King James I was still on the throne of England, and it would be nearly 200 years before the Revolutionary War. Indeed, 400 years is a long time. The people of Israel had long waited, and now the cursed Romans were running the show. But on that day, the time was right. God was acting. For the Romans would soon decide to tax their empire, and they wanted to know where everyone was living. Then there was the Virgin Mary, who was about to be the mother of the Lord, and the lot fell to Zechariah. It was his once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go into the holy place and offer up the incense and the prayers for the people, and perhaps one for his dear faithful wife, Elizabeth. There on that day, when the division of Abijah was serving, God broke into history and sent his angel Gabriel with a message for Zechariah. Zechariah, whose name means Yahweh remembers, heard from the angel that God had remembered his promise to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and Elijah. Yahweh remembered, and the time was at hand, and so the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." John indeed would be great. Filled with spirit from the womb, he would lead the way. He would go before the Lord and make ready the people for the promised one. He would call the nation to repentance. So it would be, and so it was, and he was the voice of the one in the wilderness calling, "Make straight a way for our God." He would lead the way. And it was that the days were accomplished. John came, Jesus came, and the rest is history. And so we wait. Some have described the Christian church as the waiting church. We wait not for the promised one to first arrive, he came. But we wait patiently and sometimes impatiently for his promised return. For he came and took our place, he took our sins to the cross, so that those who repented, as John would declare, were and still are forgiven. Malachi declared in his last words, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction." The new Elijah, John, did that. He proclaimed repentance and forgiveness, and there was both. But there still is a need for the people to turn back to the ways of the Father before the day of the Lord's return. Now is a time to repent. Now is a time to continue to lay our sins at the cross and to turn and live in the baptism of Jesus. There you are given new life so that you may wait patiently and confidently in the Christ. Blameless Zechariah and Elizabeth did conceive and bear a child. God intervened in their lives and he blessed them, and he has intervened in your lives as well. As their prayers were answered, so are yours. The prayers of the people waiting for the Messiah to come were heard and answered, as are your prayers offered in faith in the Christ who came and is to come again. The Christ did come, and so the message of that Gabriel and John proclaimed was true. There was joy and gladness in the hearts of Elizabeth and Zechariah, as well as the hearts of the many. Yet there are so many living today and dying today without the true joy and peace of the Christ. There are still multitudes to reach, and so you are here. So you gather to study and pray and to go forth with the message that God has intervened. He has broken the power of sin, death, and Satan. There indeed was great and is great truth in the names of John, Zechariah, and Elizabeth. The Lord is gracious, Yahweh remembered, and God fully satisfies. Zechariah, John, and Elizabeth were special in the eyes of the Lord, and so are you. He is gracious, he's remembered his promises, and he satisfies. And he does that and much, much more. He will return to bring his church unto himself. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.